Former Canton Bar was heavily damaged by fire early Monday. Firefighters responded to the former Wheel Cafe building on 3rd Street Northeast just after 5:30. Flames were coming from the rear of the building and threatening two neighboring structures. No injuries were reported. The other buildings, one housing Stark Regional Planning and the other vacant, were saved. The former bar will be demolished. The cause is under investigation. The city of Canton is in talks to purchase the American Electric Power building downtown. The repository reports Mayor William Shearer hopes to have the deal done by the end of the year. The building at 301 Cleveland Avenue Southwest was built in 1930 and has about 200,000 square feet. It's mostly vacant. AEP would retain space for 90 employees while the city could move its law department to the building. The safety center and the Stark Crime Lab could also be moved in. The building and property are valued at $6.25 million in county property records. Carroll County will conduct a study to consider options for widening Route 43. The road that connects the area to Canton and Route 30 is two lanes, which causes backups during peak driving times. County Commissioner Robert Werkner told the repository the county is one of the only ones in the state without any three- or four-lane highway. He says the study will look at other options and determine what makes the most sense to connect Carrollton to Route 30. The Ohio Mideastern Governments Association granted $250,000 to complete the study, which could get underway in a year. The Stewart Manor House at Quail Hollow Park in Lake Township will be 100 years old in 2029. Stark Parks wants to celebrate by updating facilities. The Park District beginning a fundraising project to raise $3 million by 2029. It says projects were identified in the 2017 Quail Hollow Park Master Plan. Improvements include new restrooms, accessible parking area, and renovation of the carriage house into an accessible space for park and public use. Several organizations have already contributed, including the Hoover, Timken, and Dubal Foundations. More grants are being sought. Defense attorneys for William Long want key cell phone evidence thrown out at his upcoming aggravated murder trial. Lawyers say prosecutors plan to use cell phone data in a mapping program to place Long near the scene of his ex-wife's November 2023 murder. According to the Salem News, they argue the technology is unreliable and unproven. They've asked the court for a hearing to determine if the evidence can be used. Prosecution says the data has been used in other cases, including in Columbiana County. Long accused of shooting and killing 50-year-old Michelle Long outside her Butler Township home. Columbiana County Drug Task Force executed a search warrant at a home in East Liverpool last Wednesday. Prior to the raid, officers arrested Justin Barrett. Task Force members, along with East Liverpool Police, entered a Metropolitan Housing Authority home at 1618 Park Avenue. They reportedly found suspected crack cocaine residue and paraphernalia consistent with drug trafficking. Barrett was charged with criminal trespass. Additional charges are pending lab results. Former Mahoning County Deputy Clerk of Courts will avoid jail. Jennifer Ciccone paid $4,000 to a woman as part of the settlement of the estate of Andrew Rosen, of which Ciccone was administrator. Common Pleas Judge Maureen Sweeney threatened to jail Ciccone if the money was not paid by November 1st. She was fired from Mahoning County Court in October. One Mahoning County man has entered a guilty plea in a federal drug case. 21-year-old Jonathan Streb was charged with possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance. He'll be sentenced February 25th before U.S. District Judge Sarah Leoy. The indictment was issued July 9th. Charges accused Streb and 22-year-old Javon Thomas of having cocaine, fentanyl, and methamphetamine on December 9th, 2022. Thomas also had a semi-automatic rifle. His case is pending. Streb served a one-year sentence beginning in July 2024 for separate drug cases. A sharp jump in its main tube business was credited for the strong third quarter showing at Vallourec. Business with U.S. headquarters in Houston has planned in Youngstown, which just saw groundbreaking for a $48 million expansion. Profits reached over $243 million in the quarter, which included higher prices for its products and solid demand from U.S. customers. CEO of the French company, Philippe Guillemont, says market response to higher tariffs will lead to a drop in imports, which currently make up about 40% of the U.S. supply. Michigan man has appeared in court on murder charges nearly 15 years after his three sons disappeared at Thanksgiving. It's a saga that has unsettled the small town of Morenci. John Skelton facing three counts of murder and tampering with evidence. The brothers have never been found despite searches in Michigan and Ohio and tips from across the country. Father has long been suspected by police as the culprit. He's been in prison or jail for the last 15 years for a lesser crime in the case.